John Lair speaking to you from the country store down in Renfro Valley, Kansas, bringing your program for a Pulse 40% brand flake.
Gonna play a few tunes and then we're gonna tell about a lot of things we're going to sell in the country store.
Come in, folks. Come right on in. We got a cheery greeting and a hot stove waiting for you in the old Renfro Valley Country Store. So come in and set a spell with us. If you see something you want, one of the clerks will try to wait on you. Or if you just want to sit and listen to the music the boys and girls are making, well, that's all right, too. You're just as welcome. Now, here's a right nice song done by a couple of right nice boys, I guess we might say, this morning. Claude and Roy singing Going Back to Texas. This weather put them in. You know, the doctor or the druggist or whoever it was that made the first sugar-coated pill really knew human nature. He knew that folks just naturally hate to swallow anything that don't taste good, no matter how good it is for them. Now, it's always been sort of a notion with folks that a thing has to taste bad before it does you any good, and that anything that tastes too good just can't be good for you. Well, now, the post-cereal folks have sure made a dent in that way of thinking with their new and improved post 40% bran flakes. Now, here's a cereal that's just plum downright delicious, especially now with that new magic oven flavor they put in it. Yet, Post 40% bran flakes are not only good, they're good for you. Bran's always been famous for its extra health benefits, like the important vitamins and minerals it carries and its keep regular properties. In Post 40% bran flakes, all these things are present, plus a taste and flavor that's made them America's largest selling bran flakes. And now they're even better than before. You must try Post 40% bran flakes now. They're really good. Good and good for you, and you can't beat a combination like that. And you can't beat a combination like Wayne Turner singing a song and all these boys and girls pitching in and having him out with it. And the song he's got for you this morning is Roses.
love will burst into flame and put the red, red roses to shame.
Yes, sir, that's mighty nice, Wayne. I haven't heard anybody sing that song any better than that, I can tell you that. By the way, folks, if you'd like to see what some of these Renfro Valley people you hear on these broadcasts look like, you can find a magazine or two with their pictures in them on pretty near any newsstand or magazine right the country over. The December issues of Red Book Magazine, Radio Television Mirror, Capper's Weekly, and Southern Farmer all have pictures and write-ups on Renfro Valley, Kentucky, the spot down near the Kentucky Mountains that radio has put on the map, and pictures of the folks who have put it there. I hope you'll buy some of these good publications in the December issues, remember, and get better acquainted with us. Now let's get acquainted with Emory Martin, our famous one-armed banjo picker over here. And this boy really does a job, as I'm sure you'll agree. You've heard him do it a lot of times. Some of you have been down here at the barn on Saturday night and marveled at the way Emory's able to do this. He has a half a dozen different ways of picking the banjo. He notes with his teeth or with his toes or with a part of his arm. Just any way comes handy. This morning it comes handy to him to play John Henry, and he plays it all over the place. Emory? Pick the banjo. We couldn't get him to sing, though. We'd offer him a chance to sing every morning, and he always turns us down. One song he does sing sometimes. What is that? What is it? Lulu Walls. Okay, we'll put him on for Lulu Walls tomorrow morning, and then we'll have him sing it. Well, we've got the Redbud Trio down here today to sing a number for us, and let's dedicate that to some of our visitors here with us today. We have Major and Ms. Granville W. Bussey from Roanoke, Virginia, stationed down in Fort Knox now. I believe you're on your way home back to Virginia, is that right? You're back to Fort Knox. You've been home and going back to Fort Knox. Okay. Mr. and Ms. James H. Drew, Jr. and little daughter Melinda are here from Waynesboro, Georgia. Kind of weather we got here this morning. I guess these folks think Virginia and Georgia is mighty nice climate compared to this. We're glad to have you anyhow. We'll have the Redbud Trio singing for you now when the Glen De Burke comes down.
Is a mighty fast boat with a mighty fast captain, too. He sits up there on the hurricane roof and he keeps an eye on the crew. I can't stay here for they work too hard, bound to leave this town. I'll take my duds and I'll tote them on my back when the Glen De Burke comes down.
Oh, Louisiana, I'm bound to leave this town. I'll take my duds and I'll tote them on my back when the Glen De Burke comes down. Oh, Louisiana, I'm bound to leave this town. I'll take my dust and I'll tow them on my back when the Glen De Burke comes down.
The Glen De Burke has a funny old crew and they sing the boatman's song. They burn the pitch and the pine knot to shove the boat along. The smoke goes up and the engine roars and the wheel goes round and round. So fare you well, for I'll take a little ride when the Glen De Burke comes down.
Home for Louisiana, I'm bound to leave this town. I'll take my duds and I'll tow them on my back when the Glen De Burke comes down. Home for Louisiana, I'm bound to leave this town. I'll take my duds and I'll tow them on my back when the Glen De Burke comes down.
I'll work all night in the wind and storm. I'll work all day in the rain. Till I find my myself on the levee dock in New Orleans again. They make me mow in the hayfield here and knock my head with a flail. I'll go where they work with the sugar and the cane and roll on the cotton bale.
Oh, for Louisiana, I'm bound to leave this town. I'll take my dust and I'll throw them on my back when the Glendiver comes down. Oh, for Louisiana, I'm bound to leave this town. I'll take my dust and I'll throw them on my back when the Glendiver comes down.
Glendy Burke, I understand that's what Jerry Barron is going to name this little mud scow he's got out here on the mill pond. He's going to paint that on the side of the boat, the Glendy Burke. Folks, you know breakfast is a mighty important meal. The longest period you go without food is from supper to breakfast, so you really need a good breakfast to start the day out right. A mighty appetizing item in such a breakfast is a big bowl of Post 40% bran flakes smothered in cream and sweetened just right, with every crisp and delicious spoonful calling for more. Now, the good thing about Post 40% bran flakes is that the more you eat them, the better you like them. And you want to have them for breakfast every morning, regular, which is just the way they should be eaten. Eating Post 40% bran flakes for breakfast every morning and drinking plenty of water during the day will add bulk to your diet to help avoid or relieve one form of simple irregularity caused by a lack of such bulk. Now, you try Post 40% bran flakes. I'm sure you'll like this tasty cereal that's both good and good for you. And now, Mr. Ray Soulsby over there, with his right arm all copped up with that bow in it, ready to play on the fiddle and bow. Ida Red, make it fast, Ray. Today. We hope you folks will come back and see us sometime. You people passing up down U.S. Highway 25, when you come to a wide place in the road here, there's a lot of log cabins around. That's Renfro Valley. I'd like for you to stop and visit us. Probably find us right over here in the old country store any weekday, Monday through Friday. You were with us today as guests of the makers of Post 40% Bran Flake, the cereal that's good and good for you. Radio Network.